WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another dose of Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that plagues a lot of us, perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this elusive ideal, striving for flawlessness in everything you do? You know that feeling when every little mistake feels like a monumental failure? Well, guess what? That's perfectionism whispering in your ear, and it's time to tell it to take a hike. Now, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with curated feeds, flawless Instagram stories, and seemingly perfect lives. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others and thinking we have to be flawless to measure up. But here's the truth. Perfection is an illusion, and chasing it only leads to burnout, anxiety, and a whole lot of unnecessary stress. So how do we break free from this perfectionist mindset? Well, digital minimalism comes in as our secret weapon. By consciously reducing our exposure to the curated chaos online, we can create space for self-acceptance, authenticity, and a healthy dose of imperfection. Ready to ditch the pressure and embrace your wonderfully imperfect self? Let's go. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you overcome perfectionism with the power of digital minimalism. 1. Recognize the trap. The first step is acknowledging that perfectionism is holding you back. It's like wearing a pair of invisible shackles, preventing you from truly living and experiencing life. When you realize this, you can start to break free. Look at your habits. Are you spending hours editing photos or crafting the perfect social media post? Are you avoiding tasks because you fear making mistakes? If so, that's perfectionism rearing its ugly head. 2. Curate your digital diet. Think of your phone and computer as a restaurant menu. What are you choosing to consume? Are you scrolling through endless feeds of seemingly perfect lives, fueling comparison and inadequacy? Instead, curate your digital diet by unfollowing accounts that trigger negative emotions or unrealistic expectations. Follow inspiring creators who promote authenticity and self-acceptance. 3. Embrace imperfection. This one is crucial. Celebrate your mistakes, those awkward moments, and the things that don't always go according to plan. They are all part of what makes you unique and human. Remember, life isn't about achieving perfection. It's about embracing the journey with all its bumps and bruises. 4. Practice digital detoxing. Regular breaks from technology can do wonders for your mental well-being and help you reconnect with yourself. Schedule screen-free time each day. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, spend time with loved ones, or simply sit in silence and listen to the sound of your own breath. 5. Focus on what matters. Digital minimalism isn't about eliminating technology altogether. It's about using it intentionally and consciously. Ask yourself, what truly matters to me? How can I use technology to enhance my life and connect with what's important? Focus your energy on activities that bring you joy, fulfillment, and meaning. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who constantly struggled with self-doubt. She felt pressure to create perfect pieces that would impress everyone online. This led to endless editing, second-guessing her work, and ultimately, creative burnout. One day, she decided to try digital minimalism. She unfollowed comparison-inducing accounts, limited her time on social media, and focused on creating art for the pure joy of it. She rediscovered the passion she'd lost, started embracing her unique style, and felt a sense of freedom she'd never experienced before. Her art became more authentic and expressive, reflecting her true self. Sarah learned that imperfection isn't a weakness, it's what makes her work truly special and relatable. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to be amazing. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and use digital minimalism as a tool to create a life filled with authenticity, purpose, and joy. So, what's one small step you can take today to start ditching the pressure of perfectionism? Maybe it's unfollowing that account that always leaves you feeling inadequate, or scheduling some dedicated screen-free time each day. Even tiny changes can make a huge difference. And don't forget to share your journey with us. Tag me on social media using hashtag digital minimalism. Let's inspire each other to live more intentionally and authentically. Until next time, keep it real, keep it minimal, and remember, you are perfectly imperfect.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.